Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, mate.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from the Blue Room Studios, it's DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade. It's time for Big Facts. And today, by special request, heavy request, we have a brother,
popular
legend
demand
in the South, the one and only Turk is on Big Facts. Hey, what's up, Turk?
What's up?
We got to start it with, you got money now.
I got money now, nigga. Yeah, I can talk now, you heard me?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, man, you know broke nigga can't speak, man. And if he can speak, you know, he lose by default, you feel me? Because he a hater.
When you say you got money now, like, was it because, like, did you come out of your bid into money? Or was there some situations and patience you had to wait to get to get the money?
I had to wait to get to the money, dog. You know, of course, like me and Stunner, you know, we went through our litigation and we settled out of court. You know, that was like a foundation to set me up. And I just been grinding like solidly, you know. I got a lot of different investments going on, you know. The rap thing didn't change. So at first I thought that was going to be the way for me to get the money. But I'm 41 years old. So I love doing the music, but I realized, man, that thing different, you know what I'm saying?
Streaming era different, yeah.
Yeah, I started getting into, like, real estate, you know. I got my book out, you know, doing different things, and I realized, damn, my story is the glory, you feel me? And I just started telling my story, bro, and people started giving me a bag. So, you know, I got, like, different things set up, my documentary, you know. Hopefully Kev or Tyler Perry will reach at me with this movie, you know, Reckless, because my movie, like the modern day Ray Charles movie, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy, man. My life a movie, bro, like real talk.
So speaking of your life being a movie, take us back
to where it all started and how you began?
Basically, you know, far as with the music stuff, I didn't think that, you know, I ever just be no legend or none of that. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't start off with that, you know, in your mind.
That mentality,
but, yeah, nah, you just be doing it because you love to do it. And I was inspired by ABC, Another Bad Creation. You know how the girls
really?
Used to be. Yeah, I really was. But I was on some hating shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, these niggas got all the girls filing behind them.
Yeah,
and, you
yeah.
know, like, I was the nigga back in the days with the S-curl, with the baby band and shit, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, these niggas, all the girl running, talking about the playground shit. And
right,
like, man,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You was CC, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, I was on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, bro, so
I was
inspired, like, fuck, if these niggas could get, and, you know, they ain't like me, man, I'm out, man, fuck all that. I need to be a rapper or something. Then I wanted to get my mama out of poverty, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was inspiration. So I started rapping at DJs. And Magnolia Shorty, man, God bless her soul, man. Like, me and her stayed across the court from each other. And she was signed with Cash Money at the time. And I used to tell her, man, look, put me in the game, man. Holler at baby and them.
Mm-hmm.
I used to call that nigga every day. 596-5109. That was his beeper number. I'm blowing him up, you know. And plus, me and BG went to school together, so, you know.
Free
I was, yeah, free,
sure.
BG free, what I say, you know, what they got mad about me saying, you know, but they don't be understanding the law of attraction. Mm. But I basically, man, got my start, like, Magnolia Shorty, she introduced me to Slim, and one day they had, a DJ in the Magnolia, man, the Fresh with DJing. You had all UNLV, you know,
mm-hmm.
Baby, Slim, all of them came to the project, and Magnolia Shorty kept her word with me. Slim hollered at me, gave me a card after I rap. I don't remember what rap I rapped, Tom, but she told me come to the studio. And mm-hmm. at the time, Cash Money was breaking up with their group, which was UNLV. You know what I'm saying? Y'all Fat, Tech N9ne, and Yellow Boy.
Yellow
you know what
Boy,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
They was going through with whatever they was going through. So really, it was like every time, like how Cash Money be doing now, bro, he always reinventing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to be in the right place at the right time. Nigga, I used to go to the studio with my football tugs on. Nigga, I was playing football at the time. I was fullback, a linebacker, you know, so I thought that was going to be the pursuit, you know what I'm saying? But rap wound up being, you know what I'm saying, my way out the hood, you feel me? Until shit started being the way it was.
Go ahead. So basically, goddamn. Coming from New Orleans, like, Baby Them was always the it. Like, we can get up with them niggas, we gonna get on.
Man, being with Stunning Them was like, let me see, like, Russell Simmons them, like, Suge was on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? Like Puffy, you know. If you got with Cash Money, dog, like, your life instantly changed.
That's like Mickey being with Disney.
Instantly, it instantly changed.
Yeah.
Just that brand, you know what I'm saying? Birdman, bro, like, I mean, he wasn't Birdman, he was Baby to New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? And just to get that stamp, I used to tell my homeboy, bro, I'm about to get with Cash Money. It was a joke, you know what I'm saying? Because, nigga, you ain't no way you're going to get with Cash Money. So I used to be rapping at DJs, and I used to call this, Q93 had a thing called 9 O'Clock Props with DJ Wild Wayne, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Wild Wayne.
Salute.
That's my nigga.
Yeah. So I used to call that motherfucker, and you rap, he'd be like, hey, you, what's your name? You're on the radio with your boy, Wild Wayne. And bam, you do the first part. And the second part, the 9 O'Clock Props is on. Tell me where you calling from. You represent where you from. So when you doing it, you either going to get the toilet flushed on you, or you're going to get applauded, and you're going to go next week. You feel me?
Mm.
So I kept on going, like, you know, until I got the toilet flushed. You feel me? Like, you know, players fuck up. You know what I'm saying? So I got the toilet flushed on me. You know what I'm saying? But I also went to the next week, too. So that let me know, man. Every day when you go to school, people be like, man, I heard you on the 9 O'Clock Props. And just that attention, bro, like, it make you want to just be in it. You feel me? And on top of being able to be with Stunning Them, like, man, that just changed my life. Them niggas gave me an opportunity. That's why you'll never see me, even though it was like little ups and downs,
mm-hmm.
I'm never going to talk down because them niggas gave me an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? That nobody never gave me. You feel me? So it's always a double salute for that. You know what I'm talking about?
So taking accountability, what you think you could have did different throughout the situation and the process to keep shit?
I should have stayed with Cash Money.
Facts.
You feel me? Because, dog, you know, niggas get in their feelings, dog. Like, and me being at the age I am now, it's facts over feeling.
Mm.
So me knowing, like, man, nigga, I was in my feeling like a whole bitch head nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being real.
Yeah,
like, man, I could have went to them nigga like how I'm talking now.
Yeah, exactly.
I could have went to them nigga then. Like, nigga, look. Bam, bam, bam. You feel me?
Right.
But tell you how I'm feeling. I come tell you how I'm feeling like a man.
But I was a young nigga. Them nigga had all the money and shit. I ain't about to tell them nigga nothing because they might be like, nigga, fuck you. We don't need you. You know what I'm saying? Then at the time, you got to understand, Wayne, BG, and Juvie, them niggas were rappers. Nigga, I was just a football player just fucking with that shit. So them niggas kind of like groomed me, dawg. You know what I'm saying? That's why nigga always be like, Turk was the weakest hot boy. And you know what I'm saying? Which I don't know. I'm, nigga, I'm on about 200-300 songs. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize who the fuck a nigga was, dawg, till a nigga went to prison. Nigga, goddamn. I got 22 years now. Nigga talking about, nigga, you my favorite. I used to want to be you. I want... Damn, nigga, why y'all ain't been tell me that shit? You feel me? Nigga, I probably wouldn't be in this motherfucker with y'all. You feel me? But, you know, I didn't know, dawg. I was still in the streets. You know, still drugging and thugging, going hard. Like, you know, riding around with choppers. My niggas probably just robbed a nigga. And I never abandoned my niggas, you feel me? Until I had to realize, man, I got to let y'all nigga go, nigga. If y'all love me, y'all going to understand. And now I'm at that age where some of my nigga mad at me because they don't understand. Nigga, I got a family now. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference. And plus, when I was in penitentiary, you nigga wasn't there, nigga, like Imani. You feel me? So yeah, I woke up.
I was gonna say that too. Yeah. When I first had linked with you, we had a long conversation about your queen and having your queen facts. And everything. But how priceless is that she rode it out with
she
you?
She still riding down. It out, dog. On my way here, I was saying, babe, you gotta start telling your story. Cause she got a hell of a story. My wife a breast cancer survivor. You know what I'm saying?
Bless.
And she lost both of her breasts, you feel me? And she had a hysterectomy. She can't have no more kids. You know, she lost all her hair. You feel me? And, you know, like, I always let her know, man, you beautiful, bam, bam, bam. Yeah. Even though she was going through all that, I used to make a little joke. Damn, man, you look like Caillou. You feel me? Because she was bald head, you know? But my wife, you know, man, she transitioned so fast throughout that situation, bro. It seemed like she didn't even go through it. And, for God to know that, you know, she was going to go through that a year after she was pregnant, he blessed her with a girl and a boy, a twin. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, we don't need, because people always want to have try again because they want a boy, they want a girl.
Mm-hmm.
She got it on her first kids, you feel me?
Yeah.
And then a year later, she felt that lump. And you know what I'm saying? I went through it the whole time, the same way how she stayed down with me. Man, any fake nigga would have like, man, I can't have sex with you. I can't touch you. I can't, you know what I'm saying? Because I couldn't do none of that. I had to, like, nurse her back to her health.
Fact.
Yeah,
you feel me? And it was like, I'm here.
That's up.
You know what I'm saying? And I think me being, like, supportive of her the way she was with me, that got her through her situation.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I'm
saying?
Because, nigga, they got people that don't support people. My wife was basically going through that shit and was sending out food to other people that was going through that shit. Because they got, like, this little group where they be talking.
Like a network of
and I used to be like, babe, why are you sending these people food? Shit, we need food. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But I didn't understand. I was petty like a motherfucker when I came home from jail. Man, look, you don't be sending them out canned goods and shit. You feel me? But I understand now. You feel me?
Yeah.
I didn't. And, man, I'm nothing without that lady, bro. Like, you're for real, like... She got me through, bro. Like, real talk. That's why I always talk about it. Nigga, that's just not no groupie I met. That was somebody that changed my life, too. She had a play in me changing and becoming the person that I am today. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Who came up with the term hot boy? Who gets that credit?
Gangsta, Hot Beezle, Mosquito,
shout out to
Sterling, you know what I'm saying? Them my OGs,
okay.
You feel me? And we used to want to be like them niggas, dog. Them niggas were thugging, you feel me? They had all the girls, you know. One thing I respect about them niggas, they was in the streets doing what they were doing, but they love they hood, you know what I'm saying? When they come around, them niggas joking. And if you know them, you wouldn't think they like how they was. But if you wasn't on the other side, you feel me? It was like the Grim Reaper, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't want to meet them. And it was like, you know, like we wanted to beat them niggas, dog. You know what I'm saying? It just made sense. Gangsta, when they was break, when everything was falling apart, Gangsta gave Baby the idea of, shit, it's four of them, it's us, you know what I'm saying? They hot, they this, they that, you know? Plus, me and BG were really, like, out there in the hood because we were doing what we were doing, you feel me? But, Baby ran with the idea from Gangsta, you know, and I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, nigga, and became a hot boy. You feel me? I fucked it up because of that track mark, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's all good. It's a story. My arms is a story. You feel me? But, yup, came from Gangsta, man, giving that to Baby.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You talked to Gangsta since he been up?
Yeah, I actually just interviewed Gangsta on my podcast, Big Thuggin.
Oh, for real?
Shout out to Big Thuggin Podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing all my peers, the OGs, winning, you feel me? Yeah. I got to get in there, you know, because telling the truth, not hating, and I'm full of stories, you know? And a lot of people like, man, don't interview that nigga, man, you know what I'm saying? What I want people to understand, what another person do on their personal time, dog, it don't have nothing to do with me. You feel me? At the end of the day, I'm a businessman. You know what I'm saying? And I look up to Giggity. You feel me? I got respect for him. You know? Like, I didn't have to find out what he did from somebody else. I found out what he did from him. You know what I'm saying? So you either gonna analyze the situation. He say he told. He say, shit, nigga, that nigga told me in the interview. Nigga, if I told on 40 motherfuckers and saw 40 murders. Nigga, if I would have had 80, nigga, I would have told on 80. That what he said.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so let me ask you this. So, with you having the personal knowledge that you have and, you know, knowing the background story and all of that, like, somebody that you idolized as being a quote-unquote real nigga for mm-hmm. so long and somebody that you wanted to emulate, when he told you that he told, how did that make you feel?
There's a side of me that's a worldly side of me that, nigga, you got me fucked up. I can't fuck with you. You feel me? But then there's a side of me that's a changed man who, you know what I'm saying, is a forgiving person. You feel me? And I understand spirituality, you know? If Gangsta would have been on some, I'm a gangster. I'm out here pop, pop, popping. You know what I'm saying? Nah, nigga, you ain't pop, pop, popping. You know what I'm saying? But he doing something different with his life. You know, he Islam. You know what I'm saying? He's basically tapping into his personality, like being funny. You know what I'm saying? And he's trying to help the youth. You know, now in the streets, we understand, nigga, you violated. You know what I'm saying? And I understand that all the way. But when a nigga not in the streets no more, dog, what can you say? Now, he can't never go back to the streets because there's different rules and politics over here. But over here, dog, it's forgiveness. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a different type of rules.
Is that because you personally have a personal relationship with him, or would you do that for anybody?
Hell nah, I'm going to do it for anybody if they living a different life. If you trying to own some 6ix9ine shit, you know what I'm saying? Like 6ix9ine, then... You know, no, you feel me? But on him, I kind of like mind my business and stay out of it because of the situation and the role that he taking. You know what I'm saying? Bro, he kind of like he doing something different. I don't condone that shit at all, nigga. I did 8 months, 16 days. And the feds came to me plenty of times. I ain't about to say a motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? But then you got to like sit down and like, damn, this nigga got life. How would you be if you was in that situation? You never been in that situation. A lot of niggas will say what they won't do. But nigga, he did 23 years. He say he told on the day. Sometimes you be like, damn, do it make sense or do it don't make sense? You know what I'm saying? They can't do this, but, you know, I don't know. In that situation, bro, it's kind of like up there and, you know what I'm saying, bam, bam, bam. But I'm going to tell you this. Certain limits I got with him because of what he did. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, and it just got to be a respectful limit. Now, I could interview him on the podcast, but I'm not about to ride with him in my car. You know what I'm saying? Because I understand what he did. You know what I'm saying? Now, if a nigga gonna get mad at me because I interviewed him, nigga, I'm a podcaster. Nigga, I might interview Charles Manson's daughter or something. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, you know, this business.
Yeah.
Nigga, I understand. I got a family to feed, nigga.
Yeah. Facts.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So, nigga, I understand that, dog. It's nothing personal. You know, business never personal. But I got respect for him as I know him. And nothing gonna change that. And I'm not gonna...
You got respect for the old him, basically.
I got respect for him as a man. You know what I'm saying? As a man, I don't respect what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't condone what he did, but you're not going to get out. I'm not about to be out here bashing. Same way I'm not about to bash another nigga that snitch. You know, I don't fuck with the snitch like that, but I'm not about to bash him, dog. It ain't affect me. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people be doing things based on how a black might feel about it. Nigga, you getting personal about some shit that he probably gonna change his mind about. Mind your business. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I was taught, dog. Just mind my business and deal with it how I deal with it. And I just say how I deal with that situation. Not whether you agree with me or not. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's on you. You feel me? Because one thing about me, I don't take nothing personal. Fuck your assumptions. You feel me? It is what it is. I'm 41. Mm. You know? So it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
Words from Turk on Big Fat.
What's some of the shit you feel like if you could take back, you would have took back just in your career?
Leaving Cash Money, bro. Like, for real. Like, I just feel like I got in my feelings, dog, and I was in jail, and I was doing 7 months. Well, I hadn't did 7 months on a charge that wasn't even my charge, dog. I'm sitting on this shit, you know, and I had to go to trial, and that was the only way I got out. The four of us, we beat the trial, you feel me? So I wound up getting out. But the nigga, you know, didn't get me no lawyer, none of that, you feel me? So they were saying, they were showing me tough love, nigga, with my life, you feel me? So I'm like, you feel me? I couldn't kind of like grasp that shit when I came home. And BG had done left, Juvie had done left, Wayne was there, but Wayne wasn't the Wayne that he is today, you feel me? Because Juvie was the nigga back then. And, you know, me and BG had then got like this, because me and him was running like tougher after, you know, we started doing the shit that we were doing. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you need a bop, 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 you feel me? So I'm like, I'm about to bop, nigga, you know what I'm saying? And I just told him to release me, man. And I went through, you know, the litigation. It wasn't no problem, wasn't no this. And they released me. And I wound up hooking up with a nigga named Keno, you feel me? I'm looking for you, Keno, nigga. I ain't see you since I've been home. Where you at? Where you at, Keno, nigga? Everybody I talk to say, man, Keno a ghost. Keno, people looking for you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Keno? What camera? Keno, I'm looking for you. You know, telling the truth, not hating. You heard it from me first on Big Facts. You feel me? But yeah, though, man, I wound up getting with Keno. Yeah, Keno, you know. You feel me? And
that cross script,
Keno. Yeah, Keno. You feel me?
Where are you?
Yeah, where you at, nigga? How you wait, first of all, how you duck a nigga 10 years? I've been on I ain't seen him. Where the fuck he at?
He gone.
No, he not gone, cause I be seeing him.
But I don't but
I don't see him. Like that nigga he.
You saying it like you yo, your money?
Yeah. Oh,
all right.
Yes, but it ain't no beef. We got to have a conversation. Bro, everybody that owed me something, we had a conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, I'm 41, man. My kid got to eat.
Yeah.
You know, French, Hitmaker, Doja Cat, Sweetie.
You said all that's about samples.
They use my lyrics, nigga.
Oh, lyric reusage.
You know, like you can't just use a nigga shit. You made a chorus out of my shit and made a song. I don't care if you didn't, you know, recoup or however much you spend, but everybody else got paid. Give me me. Hmm. And that's respectfully. I had a conversation with French. Mm-hmm. You know, he got ghosts. You know.
I mean, it is October. It is Halloween.
And it is about to be the fourth quarter, so, but Christmas coming up, nigga. Look out for, man, look, bro, I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong. When you take, I need a project bitch, a hood rat bitch. One don't give a fuck and say she took that dick. A hoe. That's my song, nigga. Mm. So they be
clear,
thinking.
Be clear, dig a little into it. You own the publishing for that.
I own the publishing. When I settled out of court, nigga. The 100% of Turk composition is not for Birdman. Okay. Birdman did the right thing. So I just nobody don't else talk
sign
about
off.
That.
Then nobody else sign off on it.
Hell nah.
So Bird really solid.
I mean, Bird a real nigga, you feel me? And we had our situations with the business that
but he'll try you if you let him try you, basically.
Nah, I don't think he'll try you. I think that deals are structured for whoever the lawyer working for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't get a lawyer, to take care of.
Or if you don't have
over.
The knowledge of what you're signing.
Yeah,
because
nobody, it ain't like a nigga coming in and like, nigga sign this. Then that'll be, he a low down nigga.
Yeah.
But if you don't read, nigga, and you don't go get a lawyer, like my mama told me, you feel me?
Yeah.
That's why I'm a man. So I'm like, he ain't do nothing wrong.
Yeah.
His people made sure that he
looked out for his best interest.
And I should have had my people to look out for my best interest, and I didn't. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that. Now, morally, you feel me? We built some shit together. Everybody had a, you know what I'm saying? And I think one day it'll come to that common sense, like, you know what I'm saying?
The Stunner said he paid everybody yo. Yeah. He came on Big Face, said he paid everybody yo.
He said that.
He paid me. Stunner, you know, gave me something that I could work with, you feel me? But it wasn't what I supposed to have, you feel me?
Yeah, it was settlement.
But at the same time, man, I've been gone. So, you know what I'm saying? Knowing what I know now, I could take whatever you give me, and nigga, I could fix that because I can't fight a nigga out of court who got a big ass bag like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So business, once again, it go back to business. Mm. Even if I was to do anything with them now, it's nothing never gonna be personal. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's always business, dog. We wanna do a hot boy reunion, business. Who gonna do it? Live Nation gonna cut the check? They deal with my people. That way it won't be no problem ever again. You feel me? Like, right. it can't be nothing personal, dog, because that's out the door. Mm. I respect Stunner and Slim as a man, and I respect them from giving me an opportunity.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? But I could never forget that it could have been more. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But I also got to hold myself accountable because I didn't come to my table the right way.
With business.
On business, like I do now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's business. And whoever trying to get over now, if they trying to get over, you feel me? It ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I think the lawyers and your management, they always trying to get something extra so they can eat. You know what I'm saying? Knowing the business now, nigga, because I be making sure I get me on top, you know what I'm saying? So it's business, dog. Like, that's what everybody got to understand. It's never none personal. Yeah. That's why I can't bring myself to these blogs or social media and just talk about shit that they want to see like a fucking WWF, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I ain't about to do that. You know, I ain't going to happen. They said they need answers. About what? When I get
big fat. Big fat, big fat. How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You still be chopping it up with like Wayne and of course BG behind the wall and everything. You still chopping
it up
with everybody?
Bro,
I
was talking to Jeezy a lot before Jeezy got in contact with Birdman, Boosie, T.I., anybody. At first, he wasn't able to get in contact, you know. Mm. And I was home. When I was locked up, BG was making sure that I was good. You feel me? That nigga do shows and shit and let me keep the whole back end, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. BG solid. Mm. That's a solid nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And when I came home, I didn't have the finances. I couldn't do this, couldn't do that. But I know niggas that got it, and I know they fuck with them. So let me reach out to them. And, you know, niggas got a lot of respect for Jizzle. Mm-hmm. So I reached out to Tip. Shout out to Tip. He reached out to, I think, BG Mom and, you know, did whatever he did. Mm-hmm. I reached out to Boosie. Boosie did whatever he did. You know what I'm saying? So I was connecting the dots behind. And I wasn't like, I did this, I did that.
Yeah, that worked more than
you know what I'm saying?
Though.
I was connecting the dots because I know, I ain't in a position to do this.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't want you to be behind walls like, nigga, you can't do this when I'm telling you, nigga, I can't do it. And you thinking it's something what it ain't.
Mm-hmm.
I might be making that shit look good. You know how we got to fake it till we make it. Nigga, we wore Geneva watches back in the days. You feel me? So, yeah, ain't nothing changed. Nigga, the same shit. You feel me? Even better. It's social media now, nigga. I know how to manipulate that shit sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how it go. I'm keeping it real, telling the truth, not hating. But, you know, I hooked them up. I hooked them up.
Brand that, boy.
Yeah, that's already branded. And anybody take it, hey, I'm coming to see you. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Yeah,
straight up. So, you know, I hooked them up with Stunning. There you go. I'm sharing. But anyway, you know, I hooked them up, made sure he was, you know, right financially or whatever. And I made a statement on Twitter. I was like, I ain't about to say free BG no more because I be reading The Secret, shit like that, Law of Attraction. So, you know, when I talk, dog, it be more of a spiritual side. And the world don't be understanding it sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I see why Jesus had a hard time. You feel me? But I say, we ain't about to say free BG no more. We gonna say BG free. Now, I've been saying that shit, dog. Sometimes, you know, you had that viral moment.
Mm-hmm.
And they will clickbait that shit. Turk said BG free. Like, I'm saying BG home.
He's out. Right.
So, of course, it's a emotional time because behind the scene, BG trying to get these appeals. He trying to do this. He trying to do that. So his family and other people took it in a way like, I'm clout chasing. But what I wanted them to understand, I don't have to chase clout. I am clout. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a nigga that's trying to make a name. If I was to get on this motherfucker and be on some negative shit, nigga, I'm going to hit Shade Room or whatever that shit every day, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So when I say that, I'm not saying that I'm big shit popping, you know? But I don't have to make up no lies, dog. I ain't never lied, nigga. I got to remember that shit, nigga. I'm 41. I'm losing memory, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to do it. I'm going to tell the truth. That why I going to keep on. And that nigga said that last time. Or that nigga just said that on now. Or, damn, he come back on Big Facts and saying the same shit. It because it don't change. It's repetitive, nigga. That's what life is, you know? And motherfucker got mad about that, dog. And I ain't talked to BG since that because motherfucker mother sent him a kite. You know, sent him a letter, and that nigga wrote me, you feel me? Like, he was checking me on some shit, you feel me? Now, they gonna take that, man. BG, check, Turk. Nah, nigga, not like that. Brotherly, like, yeah, nigga.
Like, a man would.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm like, what's nigga. Going on? And I'm like, nigga, and I had to explain it to him, you feel me? But I can tell that changed me and Jizzle energy because whatever, whoever told him whatever they told him, I done been locked up. Niggas used to tell me all kinds of shit about my girl. Now, I'm listening to them, but, nigga, she got your lawyer. Nigga, she doing this, she doing that. I'm forgetting about all that because I'm listening to these people about what they say.
And you're temporarily
and I'm locked up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but that's how the devil be working.
But the business getting handled.
The business getting handled.
Yeah.
So, I say, you know what? I'm about to stop with the BG campaign. When I stopped it, dog, nigga ain't been screaming no, you know, every now and then. But dog, I was consistently with that shit. I had a conversation with Young Buck, and Young Buck was like, Turk, bro, nigga, you made me feel some type of way because I felt like I should be doing more with, you know, because that's my brother too, you know what I'm saying? Bro, I was keeping that nigga name alive, dog, with that shit. I just not in no position or wasn't in no position to, you know, make sure he got a lawyer for this, make sure I could send his kids this, like nigga was doing for me. God bless his soul, my homie Steve, was making sure my son didn't miss a Christmas or a birthday. If I was in a position to do that, nigga, that's no question. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think he really, like, believed the shit. Like, nigga, nah, nigga, I keep seeing you in these blocks. Bro, it's different. You remember, he went in, and these blocks weren't like
this.
Yeah,
and it wasn't.
You know what I'm saying?
There was no social media.
So, yeah,
so, like...
so I just fell back, bro, because I feel like when Jizzle come home, I know Jizzle. I know he a real nigga. I'd be able to same shit like I'm doing now, nigga. We'll be able to sit down, not look in your eye, nigga, look, this what it is. But to keep down confusion because shit gonna keep coming back to you, I'ma fall back. So if anything was supposed to win with me and you, while you in, is losing right now by default because, you know what I'm saying, of the confusion that it's causing with people that's not me and you, you know?
Right.
And before it be... a problem after a problem after problem, nigga, I just fell back. Cause I ain't in no competition, man, to hold no nigga down or make it seem like I'm doing more than you. And nah, nigga, I ain't with that, nigga. I'm a real nigga. You feel me? And I don't have to talk to a nigga every day. I wouldn't question a nigga, dog, if I know a nigga real. I'm not about to question. Me and Black, we cool. I don't talk to this nigga every day. I'm not about, oh, that Black don't fuck with, he didn't got on. You know, I ain't about to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nigga, it is what it is. And if I have an issue, I'ma address it.
Correct.
I'm not gonna let the assumption go on, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like me and Jizzle gonna have that talk. And everything gonna be like it ain't never. Cause once he get out, you know what I'm saying? That nigga ain't worrying about nothing that made him mad any motherfucking way. Cause I know I wasn't. He gonna have it good. He gonna have it better than me. You know, when he come home. And, you know, like I don't know, nigga, like fuck Turk. When I came home, boy, I came home to $500. And Johnny Cabell, man, yeah. I got to shout him out.
I was there.
That nigga got me, my first couple thousands of dollars, dog. That's why I always rock with that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I appreciate motherfucker, dog. Anything that a nigga do for me, nigga, I appreciate that shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I never won't forget it. You feel me? So that, dog, that's all that is, dog. And I think a lot of nigga been taking like shit that I've been saying out of context until I got some money. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't nothing different, nigga. I'm saying the same shit I've been saying. But now I got money now. man, because y'all want to see if y'all could get some, but I still ain't giving you shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't forget nothing. You know, it's so many people with fake-ass shit, man. This shit crazy, man. Nigga, I'm charging you, nigga. $10,000 if you want me on your podcast and I don't fuck with you, nigga. It's out there. Now, everybody know. So stop DMing me talking about, bro, come get on my podcast. Nah, nigga, you got to pay me. You're monetizing off me. You're going to get some money. You feel me? Yeah. Yeah. I know how the game go. You feel me? You're going to make some money, nigga. Pay me. Let me get me in the front end. I don't want no back end with the interviews. You feel me?
Yeah. What you think changed in you when you did that timeline?
A whole lot, bro. Like, me holding myself accountable and responsible, bro. When you go in that bitch, man, nigga, you point the finger at everybody. You know what I'm saying? You blaming everybody. But when you get the reading and finding out who you is, nigga, the real Rick Ross sent me on Freeway Ricky Ross. So I say that, you know. I talked to him when I was locked up, and he told me, nephew, read Think and Grow Rich, The Richest Man in Babylon, 40 Laws of Power, As a Man Think It. And I was already reading my Bible. When I read those books, especially Think and Grow Rich, that's one of my books. Nigga, I teach that because I teach financial literacy and shit right now. You know what I'm saying? On this app called Bigo. I got my agency on now. I'm going to tell y'all about that. Man, nigga making like $40,000 a month from that shit just going live. You know what I'm saying? But he told me to read them books, and I started reading, and I started realizing, like, damn, the Bible said we die for a lack of knowledge, but it's spiritually talking. We suffer for what we don't know. Shit, a lot of money that I lost because I ain't know, you know what I'm saying? I started, like, putting common sense with the knowledge that I was accumulating, you feel me? And I had to start really, like, acknowledging the truth, dog. True to set you free, you feel me? So I was oppressed, depressed, suppressed, everything pressed, you know what I'm saying? And when I started like really like reading, you change your life with repetitions of new information. You know what I'm saying? So getting new information, I renew my mind, right? Mm-hmm. So renewing my mind, nigga, that's where the battlefield been at the whole time. Facts. It ain't never been you. It ain't never been her. It ain't never been Facts. Him. You know, and when people realize that, nigga, the whole time is me. And then you start understanding what the law of attraction is and what this and what, nigga, we can manifest anything if we put our emotions that we be getting so emotional about, bring that shit to pass. I started Touch. Learning yeah. that shit.
Nigga yeah. preaching.
I started learning it, y'all. You know? Secret. And that shit just, nigga, yeah. the secret is working hard, nigga. It ain't no secret. You feel me?
Nah, he said that's work the
hard,
secret.
Work hard, read that shit, and put that shit into action. Because a lot of nigga be thinking knowledge is power, but it ain't power until you use that shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Use what you learn. And that's all I've been doing, dog. And it ain't take me hooking up with this nigga, getting with this nigga because he got a bigger bag. You know what I'm saying? Nah, it ain't take none of that. It took me knowing. The knowledge opened up the doors, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And nigga, I'm a fucking, man, I'm a sponge. I want to know. Man, I've been watching Elvis, Jeffrey Dahmer. Nigga, I'm watching everything because it's good and everything.
Jeffrey Dahmer,
Jeffrey Dahmer made me mad, though, dog. Because yeah. I think, man, ain't no way in the world you fucking all these niggas like that and then getting on your ass and fucking you off. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just doing too much in that movie, dog, you know? That nigga made me mad. I say, babe, I ain't watching. I can't watch this shit no more. When I started seeing like what it was about, because I thought he had to lift some females and shit.
No,
but
no.
I'm like, damn, this nigga got a bunch of niggas. People say it been out. The story been out. But
yeah.
Once I say knowledge, because I made a tweet. I say, man, damn, it's crazy, man, how they trying to push this agenda of population control. I'm just talking like shit like that, right? This nigga, this fucking black man, man. Like, goddamn, what he had, a black man fetish? You know what I'm saying? But that's been the story, but I didn't know. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, they had a big-ass trial and everything. Like, yeah. that shit was the biggest shit.
I wasn't interested in that.
At
I
that
guess,
point
you know,
in time, like, yeah.
That's probably why I didn't know, because I wasn't interested. You know, your wife have you watching all kind of Lifetime type shit. You know what I'm saying? But I say, babe, I'm not about to watch this shit. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't watching no more. But I do fuck with Mike Tyson shit. But the nigga who playing Mike Tyson, whoever that nigga is, man, that nigga trying to talk like Tyson, bro. That shit so funny, dog. That shit crazy. But Mike, man, I got a story of Mike, man. I saw Mike telling a story with him and Remy and what you call him. He was getting excited about the shit. You feel like, oh, tell him. Man, I remember we was doing 10 Ways to Run G video. And Tyson had them lost, you know. So as I'm watching the documentary or the movie, I'm like, damn, that's why this nigga really was doing this. I didn't understand. I'm seeing a nigga smoking weed. I remember the lady Jackie, who was his best friend, you know what I'm saying? And the nigga just started clicking out and punching like Tyson shadow boxing to make you scared, nigga. You know what I'm saying? He just started punching the L. Like, I want my title back. Da, da, da. You know what I'm saying? Just started punching. And it, the same episode he did this shit in the movie, I had just told my wife. She said, damn, you just told me he did that in front of you. The act, how he acted out in the movie, how he went to going crazy and shit. So I don't know if that was his little thing, you know what I'm saying? But, man, Tyson had a real problem, dog. And I was able to kind of like experience it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think mental health is something serious. I don't know if the nigga was like that from getting hit in the head, but dude was really, really, you know, to me, kind of like throw it off a little bit. So
I think he done said that though.
Yeah, he like would throw it off.
He's dealing with it and has dealt with it.
I he would really throw it off, dog. And you know,
we help him though.
He say that too.
Yeah,
he say it's healing. And it
but I still want to fight Tyson.
Who
he getting shot? Who gonna fight?
Who just went in there and fought him? Roy Jones.
He was crazy.
Yeah. Roy Jones is a fighter though.
He's a fighter but though.
He's a small fighter though. Yeah. You know,
he went in there for that money.
Man, yeah, I'm fighting no Tyson, man. Tyson could be 90 years old, man. I still ain't about to test him, dog. You feel me,
you know,
man?
So.
And you know something, that knowledge is everything. You got to know. Yeah. You know, I'm not about to step into nothing that I know is dangerous, man. Come on, bro. But let's shout out to Tyson though, man. You know, I like how people is telling their stories, and I like when their stories be told and it be the truth. You feel me?
Right.
Cause it been a lot of lies out there, dog. And I be the one that's sitting back knowing a lot of dudes. And I be like, man, look at this lying motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? Nigga be lying like a motherfucker, but then nigga get mad at you when you telling your truth, dog. Like,
when you finally tell your truth, what you think? Like, if you had one of Tyson documentaries and shit out like that, what you think niggas will take from your story and grow?
I think niggas gonna understand me, dog. They gonna like the whole thing I've been trying to do from man, shout out to Norris, shout out DJ EFM, bro. They gave me that platform, and I've been
drink
and shout out to y'all too, because y'all big, nigga,
drink,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for
like
sure.
Like, man, I think y'all in together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know, I've been saying the same thing, bro. They gonna get inspired. You know what I'm saying? Anytime a person is telling the truth and they know a person and been through it and they transparent, you know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to lie. All that clickbaiting shit, that academic and that Vlad shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that, dog. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't, man, Vlad don't even be there. Like, right here, he not there. But he making a whole lot of this, you know what I'm saying? He got real money. Academic doing the same thing. Them niggas got real bags behind putting niggas content out. And I feel like they got to hold they self accountable because, bro, when you pushing a certain energy, dog, it's causing a whole lot of shit. We can't blame them because we go on these shows. But at the same time, dog, like, come on, man. It's a lot of stuff that then took place because of these people's platforms. You know, that's what made me start my own platform because I want people to see, dog, damn. They do got some OGs out there that ain't trying to be like us, you feel me? That's telling us what's real, even though it may hurt. Nigga, I'm going to tell you what it is, you feel me? Even if it costs me, and it do be costing me. I can't fuck with that nigga. That nigga be he tell too much of the truth. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool. I feel like now niggas respect me more for that, bro. I read the comments, and the comments was a whole lot different. You know, shout out to Kevin Hart because he acknowledged that shit too. So that like put it in a whole different lane, and that made people like go back and like, let me go see what he was saying.
You feel like Kevin Hart need goddamn come in because he said your name?
I feel like Kevin Hart need to put me in a movie. For real. But you know, not because he said my name.
No,
but
you know what I'm
nigga,
saying.
Nigga, you in a position, nigga. Hey, man. Hey, you be a real nigga, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We got to help each other. You feel me? Yeah, we got to help each other, dog. Thanks. I feel like if I was in a position, we can't help everybody, but when you mention that person's name, help him.
You know me.
Yeah.
Know me, nigga.
But hey, that. And I saw that part of the Drake chest, but ain't them mentioning the name to help too?
No.
If Drake say your name.
Oh, we ain't Drake, not Drake.
Okay.
Drake.
Different.
Drake, I hate to keep bringing it up, but telling the truth, not hating. Drake called me, bro. Like, I was surprised, right? So I'm in Memphis. Drake was shooting the worst behavior video. I had just came home. Now I got pictures and everything. I didn't post it. You know, I had big ass clothes on there. I just came home. Nigga, I was institutionalized, still thinking they wearing big clothes and shit, you know. So, bam, I'm getting my hair cut. Drake like, man, come get in the video. So I pull up at the video. We in South Memphis, you know. Drake and his daddy come holler at me. Drake a fan, you feel me? I'm a fan of Drake. They get, like, how y'all get my, sign this, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Yeah, make sure y'all don't edit nothing out. I had to tell y'all the same thing I told Nori, you feel me? Drake edit me out. After me signing this and doing this, nigga, I had good little things.
What
so
you did?
Nothing, nigga. So I'm like, oh, Drake, this a co-sign, nigga.
But he don't do the editing, though. What did we say?
But why I got edited out? I know he didn't do that, but this Drake, man. Drake, if Drake wanted me in there just like he called me, Drake could have like, man, nah, I don't care what y'all got going on. I don't have nothing to do with that. But I know it politics. I knew it was politics. I understand that. I don't have no problem with Drake.
No, we know.
You know, it ain't no problem. You can't beef with Drake. You fucked up if you beef with Drake. You know what I'm saying, that's nigga? Everybody about that's the Drake. That's the no problem, Drake. I'm just telling my story. Tell the truth, not hate. You feel me? That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Do zero not want, problem.
No problem, Drake. You know, but I thought that.
We love you, nigga.
I love you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you talking about. But holla. You feel me? So I thought I was like, ooh, it's about to go down. Nigga, Drake, mm-hmm. I'm in a video. They're standing next to him. Mm-hmm. Man, the video come out. I'm rewinding that motherfucker. Maybe they got it fast. I'm rewinding it. I'm like, wait, hold on. I'm in this. Because I done told people and everything. So now it look like I'm a liar. You feel me? He made me look bad. You know what I'm saying? So I had to post a picture. Look, I'm not lying, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So people think I was a liar. You feel me? I tell it. Every nigga, I done call people. I'm about to be in Drake video, boy. La, la, la. Man, then after that, I had them seen them. I think we was at the Louisiana Fest. Everything. You feel me? You know, dap him up. I ain't say nothing about it. But it was like, I started understanding, bro, the politics of this shit. Whoever called that shot to take the legend, Hot Boy turned out, y'all down bad. I know it wasn't Drake.
The politics are
y'all crazy. Down bad for that shit, bro. So now, you know, I got to talk about the story. Maybe it'll get what I thought it was going to get then. You feel me? Just talking about it. But, you know, it's no beef with Drake once again. You know what I'm saying? yeah. No beef, man. But that's just my story. Telling the truth, not hating, dog. You know? Nah, I'm not hating. Real nigga Lou by default, man.
The mention ain't enough unless it's Drake.
Man, if Drake, come on, bro.
I know, I get it. I'm just saying, but the other people who mentioned, like, yo, that bar, it might have made sense to give Turk some love and some flowers in that bar.
Rick Ross, just say his name, bro. Ross. With Ross' situation, right? I just feel like Ross be clout chasing, dog. Like, for real. Like, even he say he reached the Nori, and Nori hit me. Come in, Nori be back
why
and forth.
Why you feel like that?
I'm about to tell you. So Nori supposed to have been and gave him my number. Nori told me. I tried to give Ross your number. So bam, if Nori gave you my number, even though I went on Drink Champs, I probably say some shit a little bit out of context, like, you know what I'm saying? And I went and saw it again. I'm like, yeah, I could have said that shit a little different. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I could understand nigga responding the way he respond, calling my wife a bitch and a hoe. He had to like pop up it, you know what I'm saying? But I couldn't respond back because I'm not on no beefing with you energy. So I didn't take that as I'm going to get, you know, this an opportunity for me to go back and forth because I ain't on it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So why you didn't hit me? Nori gave you the number. I never had your number. If I had his number, I'd have hit him. I've been saying the shit that I've been saying, dawg, since he dropped that song. Whenever the year he dropped that, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I got a whole video, nigga. I forgot the name of it. But I was saying the same shit. I went on TMZ. I said the same shit, but it didn't go viral. So this go viral now. Okay.
Do you think you be jumping the gun though? Because niggas have their own time when they want to fuck with niggas.
I understand that, but I feel like if a nigga reaching out to you, Blake, years, nigga, when the time gonna come? Nigga, been 10 years, nigga. I didn't just say what I said. Nigga don't owe a nigga nothing.
Nah, but you get what I'm saying, though. Yeah, some niggas want to fuck with niggas when they want to fuck with niggas.
But when you gonna do it? So I had to start. So by me saying what I'm saying now, it's no beef. Nigga, I'm in Atlanta. I'm where you at? Nigga, I know where your house, nigga. I be going fishing and hunting behind your fucking promised land. So I'm letting him know this because, you know, holla at me. Nigga, I'm out here. So now, then he respond the way he respond. And I like, okay, cool. I don't got no smoke with homie, you feel me? Bro, I'm just different,
niggas been trying to fuck with Turk, you know, for a long time, too. They can't really get the Turk. Like
man, ain't no nigga that was trying to fuck with me that been trying to get with me and can't fuck with me, dog. That's a lie. And if it's on some business, nigga, I ain't begging none of you, nigga. I got money now, nigga. I'm not begging. You feel me?
You get what I'm saying, though?
Bro. No, I don't get what you're saying. Some niggas been trying to fuck.
Like, you might put yourself in
when you was busy. Say back when the hot boy days. How many niggas were trying to fuck with y'all that you want to fuck with, but I really couldn't get around?
I don't know.
With?
Nobody never brought it up. I don't even know it. So if you was, I don't know.
But see the thing, what he said.
That's
why I have an understanding, bro. So. Okay, if I'm wrong, I'ma leave the door open for us to conversate like we doing, right? Mm.
That's all you can do, yeah.
Yeah, so if I'm wrong, nigga, I'm be like, just like how you be like, and I'll be like, yeah, you know what?
Let's hash it out
sense.
And fix it.
I'm not saying I'm right. Everything I do, I like I said, I wouldn't watch that shit. Yeah, I was wrong about that. Nigga, I hold myself accountable.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing it to chase clout. So when Nori gave you my number, you could have used that. I didn't have your number. But he got online, so then he started promoting his wings and shit. You know, so now it's like, what I said, that's what you're doing. I could have went right back and forward, made a diss song. Nigga, they would have ate it up. But that ain't what I'm on. So I still need to run out for a conversation, even after your response, because I don't take it as nothing. It's not a threat. I don't think you want beef. I don't think none of that because I ain't trying to do none of that. I ain't on that type of energy. And I think when you're a man or you're a woman and you can, like, respond like how I'm responding, I think people respect it more, dog. You feel me? Nigga, I could easily clout chase off that shit, nigga. But I did make a little post, you know, where he was like, Miami Dolphins and the titties was flapping and shit, you know what I'm saying? So stop. I just was being, stop, I did what, nah, stop. I was being, no, because I know he been trying to lose weight, right? So let me throw a little cheap blow, but it wasn't nothing. Nigga, we having fun. Now, I thought about it, I'm like, shit, let me troll his ass. I got on my 50 shit. 50 is a big kid and he like to joke with niggas, so I'm joking. You know what I'm saying? So I post that, but then I was like, man, fuck that shit, you feel me? But hey, it's no smoke, though. I want nigga to know. It's no smoke with nobody that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. But I do think everything should be a conversation to show these youngsters out here that's killing up each other, that got too much pride to have a conversation, even after they've been offended by what a nigga said. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Nigga,
Nigga,
we peers. So, nigga, sometimes you get into it with your homeboy. Then y'all be back cool. Mm-hmm. Let's talk it out. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to show niggas, nigga, let's have conversations, nigga. Why y'all gonna keep on killing y'allself and leaving y'all kids and getting locked up? You know what I'm saying? And then motherfucker going to the next motherfucker. You feel me? Mm. I think I'm starting something, dog. Conversation amongst us, dog. That's it.
We say that all the time.
You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Yeah.
This is y'all platform, dog, spark conversation. Because I believe nigga be just having a misunderstanding, a misoverstanding.
That's all most always. Feel that. Me? Yeah. Always that. Then the ego creep in. Like,
yeah, I don't want no nigga to leave. Never leave here with no motherfucker. Probably want you to leave here with, man, I probably could fix it with you.
Yeah,
you
know, I want to fix anybody that name I mentioned in that interview, dog. The youngsters might be mad. Oh, that nigga pussy. Nigga, you pussy. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it. Because I don't really, like, give a fuck about how you feel about it. You know what I'm saying? If you know that your intentions is good and it was misunderstood, nigga, we need an overstanding, so let me clean it up. If I fucked up what I said, how I said it, you know, it's for a conversation, dog. Nigga, let's have a conversation. I don't need no compensation. I don't need no money from nobody, dog. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I got my own money now. You know what I'm saying? And even when I didn't have it, nigga, I still ain't need no money. I probably wanted an opportunity, a helping hand. Not no handout. There's a difference. You feel me? So that's all that word, bro. They said they need Elsa's. About what? When
I get big fat, big fat, big fat. Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Do you think a lot of you talked a lot a bit earlier about manifestation and speaking, and do you think that a lot of the young niggas and the new niggas is like through their music bringing some of that energy towards them with the shit they talking about?
Damn right, everything is energy. You know what I'm saying, man? Niggas gotta have bulletproof emotions.
But let me add to that.
You feel me?
But what if that's all they know? Just like back then, that's all you knew.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, I'm giving y'all a solution to it. Bulletproof emotions. Y'all bulletproofing y'all cars, but y'all staying dangerous that way. Nigga, stay out the way. Bulletproof your emotions, you feel me? Yeah. And I think a lot of people, it got a lot to do with pride, bro.
How you do that?
You know?
How you bulletproof your emotions?
You got to know who you are. You know what I'm saying? You got to not take things personal. You got to not make no assumptions. You got to let your words be impeccable. And you got to do your best to do all three of those. You know what I'm saying? That's the four agreements. Four agreements. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So I'm learning all this shit from wisdom, dog. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people lack that. People that's reading it don't know how to deliver it right. Because some people deliver it and they be like, man, that nigga think he Malcolm X. That nigga think he Martin Luther King. So you got to be a demonstrator and an illustrator. You know what I'm saying? So even when you fuck up, you got to show them, okay, this is where I use this at because I know I fucked up.
That's the key.
You know
to
what
it.
I'm saying?
That's the key.
So
to
I got to illustrate and demonstrate, yeah. You know, because I'm not perfect. You feel me? So that's all that be, dog. Like, I ain't perfect. I want nigga to know I ain't perfect. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Like, you watching me, I'm telling you, I'm trying to get it too because I slip every day on this shit.
Facts.
Some type of way a nigga goddamn gonna slip. on yeah. trying to make yourself better. I don't give a fuck who you
are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. That's right. the process. Mm-hmm.
You think, goddamn, like, by not having the original around you, like, the original, how you started, like, it took some out of you for the music shit?
Damn right, man. You know, but I believe that everything is set up the way it's set up.
Yeah, I feel the same way, too.
I feel like I was set apart for a reason, dog. You know, I didn't get what I thought I should have got for a reason. You know, right now, dog, I just want the respect. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even about the check. I already had the respect before the check. You know what I'm saying? Because, nigga, I'm going to make my own check. It's too easy out there. Your ideas are your fortunes, nigga. I done turned my house into a motherfucking passive income station. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, everything, how y'all got set up, I got it set up in my house. The big old board, I watch y'all. I be stealing from y'all a little bit too. You know what I'm saying? I ain't lying.
Supposed to.
You know, yeah. Supposed you know, to. I be taking like a motherfucker. You feel me? Yeah. I be soaking up game though. You know. Yeah. I'm like, hold up. I ain't with it yet, but I'm about to make it look like it. You feel me? Too. Yeah, bro. So that's all it be, dog. Like niggas gotta like soak up game. Don't hate on this man because he in a position. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Put yourself in position so you can get where they at. Nigga, Kevin Hart hollered at me, nigga. That's somebody seeing me. You know, that's a big, big plug. And he talked about a nigga for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, they had their little jokes in it and all that, you know what I'm saying? But I was serious about everything I was saying, you know what I'm saying? Even though some of it probably came out the wrong way. But I must reiterate, you know what I'm saying? It's no smoke, dog. I don't want that, nigga. I'm one of the only rappers did 8 months, 16 days. Drake. Yeah, and this is not fake. It's telling the truth, not hate. Yeah. You know? Yeah, man. Matter of fact, I just did the record, man. I Got Money Now. Shout out to Black and Mild, the same one who did Drake record, Kiki. Oh, you wouldn't know he did my record, man. Shout out to Black and Mild. And I got one called Telling the Truth, Not Hating, dog. You know, I'm about to release that. And hopefully, man, the album is I Got Money Now. You know what I'm saying? January. I'm trying to, like, I want to drop another album because the fans saying, where the music? You know what I'm saying? But that ain't, you know, what I'm doing. You feel me? Like, I want to, like, do things to help, like, the youth. Mm-hmm. Tell my story. Telling my story is more easy the way I'm doing it with my book, mm-hmm. The Autothugography of Turk. You know, lulu.com, go get that. Y'all get it directly from me. You get an autograph, you get it from me. You know what I'm saying? And I got my season, nigga. I got season.
Yeah, well, you ain't bring the season.
Yeah, cuz, bro, I was moving, and you told me to be here at this time. I got to be there at that time. You know what I'm saying?
Play that on Jay.
Yeah, I had to be there. You feel me? But I was moving, dog. I got my seasoning. You go to ilikeemhot.com. I'm learning how to use what I was known for to brand that shit and make money from it, dog.
Right.
It's that easy. Guerrilla marketing, what I call it. You don't even need no money to guerrilla market, nigga. Mm-hmm. You just need to
you
be
need
the platform and influence.
Your ideas, nigga. Mm-hmm. That's it. Cause some niggas don't got the platform. Mm-hmm. But if you got the idea and not a maneuver through everything you feel like holding you back and you need this in order to do it, that's what I had to do, dog. I had to sit back. Stop being mad, because your nigga be mad behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? I be mad in the motherfucking headaches and everything, you feel me? Like, fuck. Nigga, I pick up Instagram, look at these niggas' highlights, but then I started realizing the highlight might not be the highlight, you know what I'm saying? I had to start realizing, because we faked it till we made it.
Yeah.
And then I had to start facing reality, dog, and getting into my personality. Nigga, if I'm going to tell a joke, nigga, I'm going to be funny, nigga, that's me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to do that. And I saw that shit start working. Nigga, I do that shit consistently, you feel me? Every day.
YouTube and channel and all that.
Man, YouTube, Hot Boy Turk. You know, my shit just blowing up. Matter of fact, I did my first 100,000. That's big for me. I just started. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's big for me. Y'all trying to get a million, nigga. I did 100,000, nigga. That's straight.
So you let me ask you this. You got the book. You got the seasoning, you got, like, your other investments and everything that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But are we going to get a 25th anniversary of Young and Thuggin'?
You know what, man? I'm big thuggin' now, rich thuggin'. You feel me? It's still thuggin'. Thuggin' is taking hardship using God's gift in spite of negativity. That's my movement. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got Big Thuggin' Podcast. You know, I'm going to do an album called Rich Thuggin'. But I think that I Got Money Now, it kind of like took off and I noticed you got to go with what they like. You know what I'm saying? I was setting it up for Rich Thuggin. Because I feel like Rich Thuggin is not about you having material, financial, you know what I'm saying? It's about spirituality. I look at it like that. A lot of people be, they don't catch it. You know what I'm saying? But if you rich in spirit, nigga, you rich everything. You know what I'm saying? And people don't understand, dog. We can't do nothing without God, dog. Like, nothing. Nigga, I was shot at 52 times, nigga. And I know that that wasn't nothing but God. People probably think I'm lying. The SWAT team came in my house and shot that motherfucker up. Nigga, they don't shoot one time. How I'm lying about that? Y'all see everybody else's results of it. But it just wasn't my time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because like 3 days before that, dog, I prayed to God, right? Because I OD'd two times. My girl, she was with me. She gave me some ice in a bag. I put the ice on my nuts. I revived myself. You know what I'm saying? The next day, she went to work. And nigga, I did it again. You know, pray to God. I ain't gonna do it no more. Try to get God to maneuver. You know, you running game on Junkie G on God. You know what I'm saying? So, bam. I thought I was anyway. So, nigga, I did it again. I'm going out. So, this time, the ice wasn't working. And I'm walking. I feel myself. You can feel it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm fighting it. So, I went and got salt. I had to get some salt water. Nigga, I had to shoot that shit in my veins. And that shit, like, I had to shoot salt in my veins.
What
and it kind of like...
Heron, that boy. Yeah.
Heron and cocaine, nigga. I love these track marks. That shit is forever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Got a nigga arms looking. Ugh. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I was shooting that shit, dog. And I prayed, man. My girl got on our knees and we were like, man, I say, only way I'm going to stop doing dope if it's life threatening. And I meant it. You know what I'm saying? 3 days later, nigga, the SWAT team kicked in my door. And I thought I was being robbed because a lot of people like, nigga, you shouted out with the police. Nigga, that's gangster. But I didn't come home glorifying that shit because that wasn't gangster. Nigga, I could have lost my life thinking that I'm being robbed. That's what I thought. And when I do my documentary, 52 Bullets, people going to see. I'm all about putting the facts out there, dog, versus the assumptions. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I know I'm going to recreate this whole Turk movement because a lot of people got a lot of assumptions on what it was about me. It's a whole lot of stuff that's out there that people assuming, you know, the gay shit, or he a snitch, you know, all that. I tell a motherfucker I cheated on my wife when I was in prison. Bro, you got to be a green-ass nigga. Y'all see niggas with iPhones and all that. Now, I'm not about to incriminate myself or put nobody under the bus because I'm in a position that I'm on a platform and say, This person. It's up to you to put your head together and understand. Nigga don't have to tell you detail on detail. But I was trying to show you how loyal this woman is to me. You feel me? But they don't catch what a nigga trying to give to him. You know what I'm saying? I cheated on her when I was in prison. She should have left my ass. But it was meant to be for us. You feel me? So when niggas say, man, your girl couldn't stay down with you 8 years, 8 months, 16 days, nigga, and not get fucked. Hey, you think I'm worrying about my pussy ain't nothing but meat on a bone, nigga. Fuck it, suck it, or leave it alone, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You think I'm worrying about that? I got 22 years. Matter of fact, I cheated on her. Oh, he must have cheated with a nigga.
Yeah, what you meant by that, though? Is she going about?
Nah, you know better.
I'm just saying.
You know better. Nah, bruh, it's like, I be putting other people, you know.
In jeopardy.
Yeah, because I don't want, you know, them people got a family. They got a family, you know what I'm saying? So I don't, you know, maybe one day when you get older, you'll be like, well, this was this. You know what I'm saying? Some things you just can't talk about. And then I'm married, dog, so I don't be wanting to put things out. And then shit that I can handle, my wife probably can't.
Yeah, you know?
So I be thinking about other people sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say this. And some things, like, you know, I'm thinking about it. You feel me? But it's a lot of shit that I hold in. Not saying it ain't gonna never come out, because telling the truth, not hating. You know? Nigga, this shit. Nigga might put $500 million on it. That shit coming out. You feel me? As long as I don't incriminate nobody, none of that. You know what I'm saying? I can't see me doing that, dog. Like, you know? But. Man, come on, man. Real niggas know what's happening, dog. That shit gone every day. Regular niggas doing the shit that they doing, dog. You know, come on. Y'all know what's going on if you done been in penitentiary. Nigga just can't leave that bitch, dog. Right. Them officers, like, they get paid twice a motherfucking week. Mm. I'ma leave it at that. I mean, twice a month.
Yeah, so let me ask
on the first and the 15th. You know what I'm saying?
So do you think now that you have, like, a fresh outlook, you have your new positive mindset, now that you got money and all that shit, whatever, whatever, that we could at least get And It's In Me Part 2 about what's in you now
Damn
as
right.
opposed to what was in you back then?
Damn right. I'm bringing.
That's all I'm asking
I'm bringing. You know what? Like I say, it's Big Thuggin' now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not Youngin' Thuggin'. I mean, my label, my whole empire is YNT.
For sure.
So, you know what I'm saying? YNT Empire.
It's always with you.
You know, this is YNT HC, YNT Heroin Cocaine. I got it big because, you know, it's my life. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I'm basically just putting my life back out there and cleaning up the assumptions. You know what I'm saying? So, all my Prodigal Son fans, you feel me? Y'all come on back. But this time, y'all get the, like, I got this app called Beagle, right? And on this app, they are mostly my fans from all platforms that I'm on. They come to Beagle and they go live, just like we doing right now. This will be a time to go live, showing content and people throwing you gifts and shit like that. They got 122 countries on there. You could go to live stream at any time. Mm-hmm. So they say they got a war in Russia. I'm about to go to Russia right quick and see. These people on live and shit, they ain't throwing no bombs and shit. They lying to us or something, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you could connect with people. Why you make money? You get paid from $250,000 to $40,000 a month, dog. You know what I'm saying? You have to hit certain quotas a month, and it's a way how you do it. So I got my own agency, the YNT agency on there. I got over 100 and some people in my agency, and I get 20% of everybody that's on there. You know, so you know.
Which one of these new rappers you rocking with right now?
Man? I'm rocking with. I love Lil Baby, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I got nothing but respect for that nigga. And when one day I saw that nigga, and nigga like, nigga, I know who you is, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Baby don't give a fuck who he is. You feel me? That nigga a real nigga. You feel me?
Facts.
But it's like, he's authentic. You know?
For sure.
He's authentic,
for
dog.
Sure.
And I saw them ask him a question. I think it was Joe Biden. What the dude? Joe. JB. You fuck. I don't want to say your name wrong. But he asked him about why you don't take sides, you know, and his answer, I respected it. You know what I'm saying? He was like, man, shit, whoever died, I'm going to take a side. You know what I'm saying? And I understood what he was saying, but other people probably don't understand. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, that's their business. I'm not in that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
don't try to put me up. And it be the fans, for real. Brad be fans talking about, yeah, that nigga can't fit in the casket no more, you know what I'm saying? Da, da, da. And some of these rappers let these fans send them out. How you let a fan, motherfucker that don't know what brain smell like, you know what I'm saying, send you out? When this shit for real, you niggas got all these meals, dog. You know, I just want to touch the youth in the way, even if it's a secret way, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, realize what it is, nigga. Y'all got it good. You know, y'all niggas getting 60, 70, you know what I'm saying, 80,000. You know, come on, bro. We wasn't getting that type of money. You niggas making millions on the plate. You feel me? Nigga, we got to turn the podcasting and talk about y'all. You see what I'm saying? But it's making a way. We done figured it out. You can't count the OGs out, motherfucker. Let us in. You know, everybody ain't hating y'all, man. You know, but, you know, we just telling the truth, man. And I feel like a lot more people be losing by default because you can't speak the truth without motherfuckers out, he hating. And I was quiet for a minute because I was tired of niggas like not getting it. But then when I came with that little slogan right there, nigga, I don't care how you feel. Nigga, I say what I say and I put that energy out there. Now you got people like, nah, he ain't hating, he telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to continue to push that narrative, dog, and control the narrative at the same time. You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
What's the final words you want to say to the people out there that might, like, misunderstand Turk, or they already done drew an opinion of you, not really knowing you, not really reading your book, not knowing your story? What's some stuff you, what's something you would say?
Man, look, telling the truth now, hey, now I got money now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all listen to the people that got money. So, yeah, I got it now. I don't got to show y'all, you feel me? I got it. You feel me? Just know that. And at the end of the day, dog, like, stop making assumptions off of your feelings. You feel me? A lot of people make assumptions because they woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You know what I'm saying? Man, dig deep into a motherfucker story. I'm an open book. You know? Everything that ain't in a book, nigga, I'm read every day. Nigga, I'm on social media every day. And I'm outside. You know what I'm saying? I'm outside. I'm not with no group of niggas. I'm not rocking like that because that bring bad energy, dog. Right. You know what I'm saying? And everything is energy. If you might think you need a bunch of niggas to roll with, but that caused problems, dog. You know, it caused too much attention. And I learned that as I went through how I went through, you know. But just keep it real with yourself, dog, if you ain't keeping it real with nobody else. You know what I'm saying? And take it one day at a time. You know what I'm saying? Bulletproof emotions. You got to have that, you know. Don't take that shit personal, man. People probably were mad, and they mad at themselves. That's their personal problem. You know, keep that shit pushing. The Auto Thugography of Turk out right now. 52 Bullet documentary coming. Reckless. Kevin Hart. Hey, man. Holla at your boy now. You know, Tyler Perry. You know that maybe I know you didn't look because Kev said
you get 50 to do that, you know, too,
now. I reached out to 50. I mean, your DM 50. Yeah, yeah. One thing about me, I'm slot. Now, they took my blue check. Anybody can help me with my blue check.
Because
they hacked my page. They hacked the Hot Boy Turk _32. I'm original Hot Boy Turk now. But, you know, I'm going up, but. Damn, I think it was Instagram. Because you know how they be having to pay you and shit for the reels, and I was up there. You know what I'm saying? Man, they hacked me, and they talking about, was you in your DM trying to buy a pussy? Man, what that got to do with me getting? I'm married. Nigga. Well, that what they been doing. I'm like, nah. You know, when nigga told me that, dog, I'm like, nah. So, you know, I don't know. That shit crazy, dog. They hacking a lot of people, and I ain't do shit. I ain't click on no button or nothing. You know, but they hacked my shit. I was at 400,000. I ain't click shit. You know what I'm saying? But I was. My reels was up. And they owed me a couple thousands of dollars. Dog. I was making some money on that money. I need mine.
Yeah, they did me the same way.
I need mine. Hey, I'm not like them niggas. I need mine. I can't be beat like that no more. I'm sorry. You know? Nah.
You being sincere.
For real. Telling the truth, not hating. You know, I got kids and a wife and a dog. Yeah, for real.
Dog gotta eat too.
Yeah, and I'm about to get a fluffy Frenchie too, cause they say they cost. So, you know, I don't know. My daughter wanted, I got to get it. Help a nigga out, man. For real, dog.
Sir, we appreciate you, bro. We're gonna do this again. We're gonna come to your podcast. We locked in, man.
Appreciate y'all, bro. Appreciate it.
www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute.
Yep.
For the streets,
exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap,
bitch.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.